In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's talk about Saint Fanurius, the newly revealed of Rhodes, because his day is tomorrow, August 27th. He was a great martyr. We know nothing of his life except for one icon that was preserved in an ancient church in Rhodes. There were some Arab travelers, nomadic Arabs, that found some things in a ruined church. There were a bunch of icons that were in various states of decay. Nothing was that special. But this icon of St. Fanurius, it was a rather large icon, and it was, shall we say, incorrupt. It was fresh, like it had been painted yesterday, but it was of the same kind of style and everything as the other icons that were all faded. So they didn't really think anything special of it. Why would they? They discarded it. Some monks found it and preserved it. And all we know about St. Fanurius, about his life, is this. The icon had various scenes from his tortures. And the tortures were pretty amazing. He was stoned. He was on a rack. He was slashed with knives. He's shown behind bars. He was shown before a judge in one of the panels, tied to a frame for torture, burned with candles, tied to a post, no doubt for whipping, thrown to animals, crushed with a boulder, and had hot coals heaped upon him. Now, obviously, he would have only been able to survive these many tortures by God helping, because some of these tortures should be immediately fatal. That's all we know about him, except one other thing. He was a soldier, and, well, I should say two other things then, huh? He was a soldier, and we have the tradition that he said that anyone who receives help from him should pray for his mother. His mother's name is not known. His mother was evidently very sinful, and he grieved greatly about this. And so now, to this day, an unknown soldier, only known by his name and by his icon, nothing about his life, nothing about his mother's name, basically a person who's almost invisible to the world, helps people. He's known for helping people to find things. And many of us have prayed to St. Fanurius when we've lost something. Your keys or something of that nature. And St. Fanurius often, if you ask him for intercession, will help you to find what it is that you are missing, sometimes in quite miraculous and amazing ways. Sometimes you can say you lose your keys and you pray to St. Fanurius, and then suddenly you see that they're sitting, you know, underneath a pillow or something. And you could probably make some sort of general rationalization about that. But I have heard stories about prayers of St. Fanurius that were absolutely miraculous. And what you're supposed to do when St. Fanurius helps you is you're supposed to make a bread called Fanuropita, St. Fanurius bread, and bring it to the church as an offering and thanksgiving. And you're supposed to say a prayer for his deceased mother, and basically grant, O Lord, eternal life to the mother of St. Fanurius, something of that nature. And many people have pray for St. Fanurius's mother in their daily prayers. They have St. Fanurius's mother in their diptychs. Now, I always see a lesson in just about everything. Some people see metaphors in everything. I see lessons in everything. I see there's always something to learn from things we see. St. Fanurius is basically unknown. So he was tortured terribly in atrocious and horrible and demonic ways. In fact, there is a demon in the one of the panels where he is being burned. There's a demon observing the action in the icon. But he was killed. His body was probably thrown to the dogs, and he was forgotten. But an icon was painted of him. And that icon was forgotten for years, hundreds of years. But then it was discovered because God did not want to have his Holy One be unknown to us. It took a lot of years. I think that's a lesson for us. There's a lot of things that we do in our daily life that seem to us to be insignificant or that will not be remembered, or what does it matter if we do them? Let's admit it. We all have these times during the day. Perhaps it happens only weekly, if we're fortunate. Perhaps it happens daily that we think, what does it matter if we do this thing? It will be forgotten. Perhaps it will be. But God doesn't forget anything that we do that is good. He doesn't forget the cup of water that is given to a little one. And so he raised up Saint Fenurius because it was his inscrutable will to do so at a time of his choosing. So we should remember Saint Fenurius. We should pray to him when we have something that we've lost. And we should follow his instructions. We should pray for his mother, his unknown mother, or the name of the mother is unknown. And we should make a funny ropita, or if you can't make one, if you're not any good in the kitchen, perhaps have someone help you or ask someone to do it for you. Bring it to the church as an offering for thanksgiving that St. Fenurius helped you. St. Fenurius is only one of who knows how many, thousands, millions of saints that are unknown. Their lives are not known. I'd say most saints, their names are not known. But God knew their struggles. Every single struggle that you have in your life, God remembers. Everything you do, everything you say, every yearning in your heart, he knows. He remembers it all. I think St. Fenurius is a good indication that God does not forget anything. So that's a little bit about St. Fenurius. And we celebrate him tomorrow. So through the prayers of the holy martyr, St. Fenurius, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.